This is Maxing Out Podcast 10. If Jellyfish Had a Brain.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Day.
It's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. Oh, gather around, it's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs. He's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding, but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates. This is Captain Dave, and let's talk about what would happen if jellyfish had a brain. If jellyfish had a brain, we would all be in trouble. They would probably take over the oceans with their tentacles of mass destruction. When I sailed in the South Pacific in Australia, I often saw large jellyfish that were about the size of a human brain. I'm grateful that God didn't give them a brain like ours. There would be no end to the mischief they could conceive and inflict upon the world. Just imagine what the oceans would be like if jellyfish had a brain with tentacles and testicles. Words like world domination start popping in my mind. Fortunately, jellyfish float passively through life and they don't understand their power. I don't believe in evolution, but if I did, perhaps jellyfish would be the missing link between humans and lower life forms. After all, millions of people live as if they don't have a brain, they float passively through life, and they don't understand their own power. I'm thinking about starting a new theory called devolution. The cardinal principle of devolution is that humans are devolving into jellyfish. According to this theory, we didn't evolve from jellyfish. Instead, they devolved from us. If you stop and think about it, you'll see that devolution makes a great deal of sense. If you don't ever turn on your brain, if you're floating passively through life, and if you don't understand your own power, you might as well be a jellyfish. I'm going to tell the liberal establishment about this new theory. It makes at least as much sense as the theory of evolution, and I might even get it taught in schools. If children believed in devolution, they would probably do better in school. We could tell them that if they didn't use their brain, it would atrophy and turn into jelly. That should build a fire under the average student and turn them into overachievers. I confess that I don't believe in evolution or devolution. I believe in creation. God not only created me and gave me a brain, he also expects me to turn it on and use it full time to make the world a better place. God gave me legs to walk in the direction of my dreams, and he gave me arms so I could work hard to make them come true. No drifting for me. God gave me all the power I need to live a life of excellence. In fact, there is no limit to how good my life can become. And God did the same for you. So what's it going to be? Are you going to devolve into a jellyfish or take your birthright and run with it? You only get one life, and it would be a shame to spend it as a jelly. Life is good.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.